News, I'm Laura Winters. This Saturday, a sigh of relief in the state of Maine. After a 48-hour manhunt, detectives in Maine find the mass shooting suspect dead. He shot himself in the head. This after killing 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar. 13 others wounded. More now from USA's Tim Berg.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found.
The Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. It's believed many being held in a spiderweb of tunnels below ground and possibly below a large hospital in Gaza. Mark Regev, senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, telling Fox News the IDF is beefing up operations to wipe out the terrorists. This the result of the bloody and ruthless attack on October 7th, murdering Jews, shooting and killing them at a festival and at a kibbutz, and then taking hostages. In other news, U.S. military jets striking Iran-linked sites in Syria after 20 attacks on U.S. forces in the Middle East in the past 10 days. Two F-16s hitting the locations in eastern Syria near the Iraq border. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin saying in a statement, the United States will not tolerate such attacks and will defend itself, its personnel, and its interests. 21 U.S. soldiers have been injured. One contractor had a heart attack and passed away. 900 members of the U.S. military have been deployed to the Middle East. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
To politics now.
Are you running for president?
I am. I have to.
That is Minnesota Congressman Democrat Dean Phillips sitting down with CBS News announcing he's running for president.
I think President Biden has done a spectacular job for our country.
Challenging Joe Biden in the primary.
But it's not about the past. This is an election about the future.
Phillips announcing in Concord, New Hampshire.
I will not sit still. I will not be quiet in the face of numbers that are so clearly saying that we're going to be facing an emergency next November.
A new warning from the TSA as you head out ahead of Halloween.
The TSA is advising travelers to be mindful of their belongings as they pass through airport security this holiday weekend. According to TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein, passengers are welcome to travel in costume, but they should use minimal makeup and props should be placed in checked bags.
Because you're not going to need a broom to fly to your destination because you probably have a ticket.
Fake explosives are not allowed.
A tentative deal reached between the United Auto Workers and Ford, which could end the six-week strike. The agreement includes 25% pay increases. Here's UAW President Sean Fain.
We reached a tentative agreement with Ford. For months, we've said that record profits mean record contracts. And UAW family, our stand-up strike has delivered. What started at three plants at midnight on September 15th has become a national movement.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.